Just days into Israel's latest assault on Gaza, the British Broadcasting Corporation published an exposé of an Israeli propaganda video. Israel claimed the footage was of militants loading rockets onto a truck. The location and those in it were then bombed by an IDF missile. It was later revealed that the truck actually belonged to an innocent Palestinian civilian transporting his oxygen tanks. Despite the BBC's attempt to be open in this case, many have criticized it and other British media for imbalanced coverage of the Gaza conflict. This protest was held at the BBC headquarters on Monday night.
We don't trust them anymore. We think their coverage is outrageous, biased, and quite often downright lies.
They have their own researchers. We go online and we find out the truth. It seems to me they cannot find out the truth.
The BBC wasn't available for comment. Media watchdogs say British print media haven't fared much better. One study found that the Israeli ambassador to the UK was given 20 times more press coverage compared to his Palestinian counterpart.
Millions of people read the newspapers. It is unfortunate that I have written only two articles, basically. I was quoted a couple times, you know, in The Guardian and one in the Herald Tribune. But it is so unfortunate that with such an onslaught, the ambassador of Palestine not given the chance for any kind of interview by all the newspapers.
Arab Media Watch, who conducted the study, also say the coverage was severely compromised by the Israeli ban on media personnel entering Gaza during its military campaign.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is covered from West Jerusalem or other areas in Israel, and most correspondents, the vast majority, are not based in the Palestinian territories where the conflict is largely taking place. So without access prior to the war, they couldn't bring anyone in. Stations like Al Jazeera and Press TV already had a presence there, and that made a crucial difference to the kind of coverage that they could broadcast.
Viewers in the United States complain of a similar, if not more, acute imbalance in reporting because the pro-Zionist lobby is particularly powerful there. But gone are the days when there was little alternative to the mainstream media. The advent of the internet and alternative news channels have greatly democratized the news agenda, leaving little excuse for those in the Western world to say, we simply did not know. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.